This is VOA News. I'm Richard Green. Taiwan's biggest earthquake in at least 25 years killed 9 people on Wednesday and injured more than 900, while 50 workers traveling in minibuses to a hotel in a national park were missing. Reuters correspondent Diane To reports.
Local TV stations airing footage of a building half collapsed in the eastern area of Hualien. Firefighters rushed to rescue people from the damaged building. The quake struck just offshore from Hualien around 8 a.m. as people were going to work and school. It also triggered huge landslides and sparked a tsunami warning briefly for the island, as well as southern Japan and the Philippines. Taiwan authorities said they registered more than 25 aftershocks, with witnesses saying tremors could still be felt in Taipei later in the day.
That was Reuters correspondent Diane To. The bodies of 6 foreign aid workers killed in Israeli airstrikes have started their journey back to their home countries. Egyptian state television says the bodies were transported Wednesday out of the Gaza Strip and into Egypt. The 3 British citizens, a Polish citizen, an Australian, and a Canadian-American dual national work for World Central Kitchen, an international charity. The Palestinian driver was also killed. They were distributing food that had been brought into Gaza through a newly established maritime corridor late Monday when the Israeli airstrikes targeted their 3 vehicles. Israel has acknowledged carrying out the strikes by mistake and says it has launched an independent investigation. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken was in Brussels on Wednesday with other NATO foreign ministers to celebrate the 75th anniversary of the signing of the North Atlantic Treaty.
Bigger, stronger, more united than ever.
The anniversary comes as NATO allies are considering providing long-term military support for Ukraine. For more on this and all the stories,